got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. Again, believe it or not, it's Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. This was finally a question that I ask that I didn't even understand. And so far, I have not gotten a clear answer to it. Maybe I will on Sunday. I don't know, but so far, I haven't. The people who have attempted to explain it have not been, they realize they didn't know either. So I still want to know, what does it mean to defend the faith? I hear it a lot. Oh, I'm defending the faith. They're defending the faith. I don't know what that means. And I really would want, I want to know. Have you ever seen rain coming down on me? You know that song?
I know that one.
You do know that one? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Finally.
Cher.
Cher?
What?
That's not Cher. Hate told me those are raw words. This are all lyrics.
I'm trolling.
Oh. What does it mean to defend the faith? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you want to, but you just got to do what you got to do right now, you can podcast and you can still listen to the show on your phone. On your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Oh, my love is my friend. Every time I can look around, the devil got a head on my mind. It's country and western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. What the? Amazing song. Pete from Alaska made that song. I talk to a lot of people every day now, either by counseling or sometimes when I'm out and about or friends or whatever, family members. And then there are those at church, fellowship, men and women forums and all that. And there are those men and women who are truly, truly working on themselves. They want to be different. And there are those who start and they fall away, either by believing the spirits of evil in their minds that convinced them to fall away, or somebody got angry at me, and then they want to leave, so they convince somebody else to leave, you know, others to leave too. So those people fall away. But there are those people who are committed to overcoming evil. And so I want to encourage you to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. No matter what, stay with it. And a little bit of sight, insight, understanding, or whatever will come. And that little bit will make you want more. It will make you want more. And so stay with it, stay with it. And the one thing that I want to encourage you, and for those who are working on themselves, it's not for those human beings who hate themselves and they hate everybody and they get thrills from trying to hurt other human beings in one way or another. It's not for you. It's only for the ones that those who that truly want to overcome their fallen state, their illusions. The one thing I want you to know, and Christ was a living example of it, and I want you to know that in order to have life, you must die. And the death is not a physical death, death of illusions. Illusions. You must die from that. Christ did that when he went to the cross. The cross was about dying from the death of illusion. I was reading the other day. Yes, I read sometimes. I'm black and slow, but I take my time and I just read one or two lines because I don't feel like reading, but I read anyway. And then it's painful when I read sometimes because I don't read a lot. But then if I read a lot, the pain go away, so I read anyway sometimes. And I was reading that how when Christ was carrying his cross up to the hill to be crucified, the disciples and his followers, some of his followers, even his own mother, didn't understand Christ. They didn't know. They didn't know what was going on, and they could not believe. When you read it, you see it. They could not believe that they had been with this man all those years, however how many years. And instead of making him a king, they killed him. And so while he was going up to the cross, Mary, his mama, his followers and others, they were crying and they was afraid and they could not believe it. And the reason they couldn't believe it because they didn't know that the only thing that was dying from Christ was the death of illusions. Christ wasn't dying, that in him there was a higher being, there was life, real life. And he had to die the illusionary life, the illusion, so that real life can come about. And because of his death, we all for those who will accept it, can be free too of the illusions. It's just an illusion, not even real. Everything that you believe, everything that you see, everything that you think, everything that you feel is an illusion. None of it is real. And so Christ died that we may do it too. We must die, and you must die in order for life to proceed in life, become alive. Because you're not alive living in illusion. You're afraid. You're lonely. You're jealous. You're revengeful. You love hurting yourself and others. You're suicidal. You're stressed. You have Asperger. You got all kinds of things going on. And you call that life. Those are the things that you must die. But here's a clue. For those who want it, it's only for those who want it. You must. And Christ did the same thing. He was in a human body, and he was in his human body, he was a living example. And he had to do it that way because people were so dumb. He had to, like, teach it first. And then once he died from the illusion, you can understand spiritually what he was doing, right? But you must die from the illusion. Nothing that you feel and think is real. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. For those who want it, do what you want. You must stop immediately, and you can stop right now if you wanted to. You must stop consulting with the mind. You must stop consulting with thoughts. You consult with one thought after another one, after another one, after another. You're so blind and dumb. And when I say dumb, I don't mean no harm, but I'm telling you dumb. Think about this. You go to one thought and this thought tell you, yeah, do this. Or believe that. Do this. Act this way. And you do it. And then it doesn't work out. And then you go right back to the same location in the mind thought. And you consult with another thought and tell you, oh, do this or do that. And you do it. Believe this. Act this way. Say this or that. And then you believe that. And then you go back to the mind and you consult with the mind again and you never get it right. And then you become afraid and the mind tells you what to do, why you're afraid. And you consult with the mind. And it never works out. The mind tells you who to marry, who not to marry, what to do, what not to do. And you keep consulting with the thoughts. I want to encourage you to stop immediately doing that. And let the spirit of truth control the thoughts. And the thoughts must obey the truth, the spirit. The spirit must control the thoughts. And the thought will have to obey the spirit. But you keep getting in the way. And you're obeying the thoughts and not the spirit of truth. And the way you do that, for those who wonder, well, how you do that? How you do that? How you do that, Jesse? By being aware of those thoughts. That's it. Being aware of what they're telling you, how they're making you feel, and do nothing about it. And you're going to be afraid not to do anything. You're going to be afraid not to obey those thoughts. But it's not even you that is afraid. The fear that you're going to feel for not obeying the thoughts is going to be, those are the emotional, the thoughts, feelings. the spirits of evil. So, you got to stop consulting with a young lady asked me after the fellowship on Sunday. She's like, Jesse, I keep getting these different thoughts. What am I supposed to do? Because one thought tell me this and one tell me that and another. I like, stop consulting with them. Stop obeying them. Be aware that they come, but do nothing about it. Just see it, do nothing, and let it die. And she said, well, I've tried that, but I just feel so afraid. I'm so afraid not to obey them. That's not you that is afraid of that. Nothing from nothing leave nothing. So if you are nothing, how can nothing be afraid of anything? How can nobody be afraid of something? Think about that. If you're nobody, who is afraid? They are telling you that. They are telling you that you are afraid. You're afraid not to obey that thought. You're afraid. There's no you to be afraid. I promise you that. I'm not just saying it. I'm discovering this and more along the way. I'm telling you what I'm discovering. There's no you to be afraid. I challenge you in the right way and to give it a try. Just see what happens. Okay, Jesse, I'm not going to consult with thoughts again. And even when they try to force me to do it, I'm not going to do it. Why don't you just do it and see what happens? You don't have to believe this. You don't have to doubt this. You don't have to be strong to do it or weak to do it or anything. You just have to do it. You have to let this, when you stop consulting with thought yourself, you allow the spirit to come down, come in, and let it take it over, but you won't allow it to happen. The very thing that can save you from them, you're preventing that from entering into you and taking over. And as a result, hell is on earth inside of human being. Another thing I want you to know, so stop consulting with thoughts. Well, Jesse, if I don't consult with thoughts, if I don't consult with thoughts, how would I think? You don't need to think. You need to see. You need to see. You don't need to think. You've been taught all of your life, I and everybody have been taught, we need to think. They tell you that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. They lied to you. The mind is the very thing that you should waste. You should overcome. Do what you want for those who are really trying it. I know that there are people, men and women, who are really, really working on themselves. They want, and it gets difficult because they're so one with evil, with thoughts, with feelings and emotions. The world is so emotional, and in my country, it's so emotional, it's hard to believe it. If you didn't see it, you wouldn't believe it. You'd think it's normal. Emotions are not normal. Emotions are evil. If you doubt me, look at yourself at what happens when you are all emotional. You go nuts. You don't find happiness in emotions. And then you go to a psychiatrist or counselor somewhere, some doctor. Doctor, I'm emotional. I'm overreacting. I have fear. And they give you pills. They give you pills for demon issues that happen in your head. Why don't you let the truth do that for you? The truth, and only the truth, can destroy the illusion. Thoughts, just think about this. Thoughts are illusion. They're not even real. That's what's so crazy about it. But we grow up not knowing that. Our parents are not a living example of that. And then the school teaches in the wrong way. And then the friends, the Christians, when we grow up, the Christians live as deeply in their head as the non-Christians. So we just don't know. And the thoughts cling to us. And they hold tight because they don't want to separate from you. So I want to encourage you, stop consulting, trusting thoughts. And then the spirit of truth will kick in. And the more it does, the more you want. It's like the more you give, the more I want. I can't get enough of your love, babe. Now. You got to trust it. You're going to be scared not to trust it because it's like you're holding on to something, right? What do I hold on to if not thoughts? Nothing. Hold on to nothing. Let yourself fall from the darkness of your imagination. And I want you to know, this is what I'm about to say, that I have a soundbite and some phone calls to take here. Human beings are so lost and so evil and so wicked. If you were able to see that on your own, you wouldn't know what to do with it. But seeing it by the light, you're fine, right? Because you're not seeing it on your own. But you do not understand the evil, destructive, lack of love, lost human nature is. Once you overcome it in yourself, you're going to understand it, and you're going to understand why human beings treat each other in the way they do. They thrive on hurting one another, and they laugh. I can't tell you the number of people now in the last 35 years who have told me stories about their family members, their friends, their whatever, co-workers, workers, who have deliberately went out to hurt them and laugh at them because they overreact. They got a reaction from you. And they felt the ones that try to hurt you, they get a thrill from that, not knowing that it's evil. They are doing it because they're evil. Human beings are evil, and there's no good in them. That's why you must die from the illusions that there is a you. So I want to encourage you, do what you want, of course, but stop trusting thoughts, suicidal thoughts and lonely thoughts and depressed thoughts and this thought and race thoughts and all kind of thoughts. Stop it. Give it a try and see what happens. You have never trusted God before. And you never trusted the truth before. You don't even know who God is. And why don't you trust it? And just see what happens. Okay, I'm not going to trust my thoughts again or the thoughts because they're not your own. And I'm just going to see what happens. You can go to work and you have practical thoughts to do your job, but you don't live by that. When you shut your computer down, you're done with that for today. With a cell phone, most people looking at the cell phone all day and night and take it to the toilet and take it to shower with and everything. But those people are crazy. They are addicted. They are like addicted to being lost. But for those who want to overcome, that's another clue. You must die from all the illusions. Even the illusion of knowing, thinking that you know God. You don't know God. You don't even pray to God. You pray to evil, and you call it God. You call it God. Just because you read about him or heard about him, you think you know God. You don't. Thinking that you know God means you don't know him. Thinking about God what keeps you away from God. the distance between you and Jesus Christ of thoughts and emotions. That's the distance. This thing that separates you from knowing Jesus, the Son of God, of thoughts and emotions. That's the distance from you and Christ. You're separated by thoughts only. You can lift up holy hands. You can go to the corner and preach. You can even go to colleges and other churches and universities and preach. All you're doing is preaching about somebody that you heard about and don't even know them. Isn't that amazing? But in those thoughts, they'll convince you that you do know him. And then don't let holy hands be, amen, you're right, I found Jesus. And then they run out and start preaching Jesus into their thoughts. They don't even know. Those thoughts are separating them from God and from the Son, from the Father and the Son. You want to know the Father. If you want to know the Son and go back to the Father, you got to stop thinking. You got to let it all go. The distance between you and the Son of thoughts and emotions. And human beings love emotions. It's crazy how that is. They think an emotional person is right because they feel something looking at you being emotional. And they think because they're feeling what they think you're feeling, then they think that you're right because they feel that you've been deceived. Because that good feeling emotion turned to hate real fast. 888-775-3773. KETV. Federal immigration agent have detained the superintendent of our Capital City Public School. The school board said on Friday. Watch this from KETV.
From Des Moines,
free Dr. Roberts! Free Dr. Roberts!
To Pottawatomie County.
People are mad. We want answers.
Protesters gathered in outrage Friday after Immigration and Custom Enforcement agents arrested Des Moines Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Ian Roberts.
And honestly, when I first heard it, I was in tears, and it still makes me want to cry because there couldn't be a better person.
According to ICE, Roberts was in possession of a loaded handgun, $3,000 in cash, and a hunting knife. Roberts, who is from Guyana originally, has an existing citation from 2021 in Pennsylvania for having an unlawful loaded gun in a vehicle. Court documents show he was never arrested but paid a $100 fine and court costs. The Des Moines Public Schools District confirms it was aware of the citation when Roberts was hired as superintendent in 2023. Immigration officials say a federal judge gave Roberts a final order of removal in 2024. The school district says it did not know about the removal order, and Roberts completed all required employment verification paperwork. District leaders say they have not been formally notified by ICE and have not spoken with Roberts since his detention.
We stand firm with our community, many of whom are feeling sad, outraged, and helpless. We understand as we too are devastated by the news of his detainment.
They're devastated. Illegal alien on the board, and they're devastated. You see how emotions are evil? They lie to you? What are you doing? Devastated. They found an illegal alien on the board. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. You white. On fire at 9. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the one, the only, American Anchor, baby. There's none like it. He is the only American Anchor, baby, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. He looked like a Jew now with his long hair. He looked Jewish. But don't hate him. For those white people who hate the Jews, don't hate him. He's not Jewish. He's a little Jewish. He's still a Christian. And he's not a Mexican. Are you Mexican or something? That's what you look like right there. You look like that guy.
I'm a brother.
Is he Jewish?
His last name is Freed. Sam Bankman Freed.
And Freed a Jewish name?
It sounds Jewish to me, but I don't know.
You look like him right now with that hair like that.
That's my brother.
We got to do a side-by-side picture one day when your hair is all bushy. Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, see, he look like Sam Freeman. But that's Nick. He's a... Are you Mexican?
Basically.
Gazetsky is Jewish, I'm told. But that's not, he. So don't hate him, right? He's still a Mexican. Amazing. And after that, and then on Thursday, it's the first Thursday of the month. It's the men's forum. Thursday night at 7 p.m., go to rebuildingaman.com/events, all right? I just want to play this last soundbite to this. Federal immigration agent have detained a superintendent of our capital city public school. And the people are devastated. And if you notice, a bunch of women out there protesting. Emotional, evil women. And the weak men follow that. And every time you follow the woman, you will suffer. And these emotional women protesting. Think about that. Oh, I'm just devastated. I cried. Amazing, they say. The parents and district leaders say he sparked positive change. Watch this.
Parents and district leaders alike calling Roberts an integral part of the community. They say he sparked positive change.
But it's a plan that truly highlights the hopes and dreams of the larger Des Moines community.
And they want his leadership back.
My hope is that he's found immediately that whatever built up charges, bogus charges are floating around him are taken care of and that he can come back to the schools.
Des Moines Public Schools has scheduled a special board meeting for tomorrow to discuss Robert's status and take action on administrative leave. It will be a closed session.
You still want to educate women? See what they do? My country is never coming back. Amazing. Human nature is evil past beyond the words that I can express. And you've been deceived to think there's good in human beings and it's not. We want to think good of you. That's the problem. This man is, according to a report, I don't know him, I don't know, is an illegal agent, illegal alien. And they are so long, oh, they want him back. Bogus charges, they want him back, they say. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. If you want a life, you got to die from the illusionary life. It's just illusion. Everything about you is an illusion. They call it ego, but it is the nature of evil. Human nature is the nature of evil. And if you doubt me, even in your darkest hours, just look around you. Look how people treat people. Look how people treat themselves. Who would think about committing suicide? You know something else is driving you. It tells you that you don't fit in. You're not good enough. You need more. You need to do this and do that. Who's telling you that? You won't even stop for a moment to find out. Who told me that? Who told me to commit suicide? I would never think of that. Who told me that I'm depressed or that I'm stressed out, anxiety? Who is feeling the anxiety? You won't even question what's happening with you. You don't want to be stressed. You don't want to worry. You don't want to be what some people, a lot of people love that even now, so they do want it. But for those who don't, you don't want to be revengeful, jealous. You don't want to, except for those people who have accepted evil all the way. And there are people who have totally accepted evil, and they would not want to get rid of it. They are children of the lie. They are children of Satan. And there are those people who are in evil, but they don't want it. Those are the ones that will return to the Father, the truth, the spirit of truth. But believe me, there are evil men and women and children that love that nature of darkness. And they roam the earth in their own family anywhere to see who they can hurt. They wake up trying to figure out who to hurt, and they go to sleep thinking about who they're going to hurt. And they call it life. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. How are you?
All is well, Jerome.
So I called because I wanted to know, like, you know, when I listen to your show, and I listen daily, actually, and, you know, I hear you speak about race a lot, like, but do you think that the racial divide is still bad in America?
The racial divide?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Like the division amongst races, like black and white.
Oh, yeah. It's worse than any other time in history.
Really?
Of America.
I'm just talking about America. But, like when I hear you say that, it's funny because I don't really think it's that bad anymore.
And why not?
I don't like when kind of when I think about the three divides in America, political, gender, and then racial, I will put racial at the bottom. Like when I see racial divide, I think it's a lot better than it's ever been.
Really? And why do you think it's better? Where's the proof that it's better?
I just don't see people going at each other anymore. Of course I do. You know, it's never going to be perfect. You know, people definitely still argue. But in terms of like, people just hate each other. I don't think the hate is really racially based. I think it's more politically based than anything.
And why do you think that? Where's the proof that it's better? You haven't given me the proof.
Well, I can't give you proof over the phone, but when I'm talking about like political divides, I think a lot of time what people think is racial is more like, okay, you know, these people don't like you because, you know, they may be Republican, but you're on the left, or vice versa. And I think they may mistake it for racial stuff, but it's not really racial at all.
Stay close to your phone, Jerome.
Oh, yes.
Where's your proof that it's better?
No, it's not a proof thing. It's just something that I'm seeing.
What?
It's not. What do you mean proof? What do you mean?
You said that it's better and not worse. Where to prove that it's better? I'm telling you, worse, and I got proof.
What's the proof that it's worse?
Yeah.
You said.
Tell me, where's your proof that it's better? In America, where's your proof that society is better?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's your proof that society is better in America?
No, I didn't say society.
Come back to your phone, Jerome.
Yeah, I didn't say that society is better. I just said that the racial relations are better.
Where's the proof that the race relations are better?
No, it's not. I'm just saying from what I personally see. I could be wrong, but I feel like it's better.
You feel like you can't go by feelings.
Yeah, I'm not saying feel. I'm not literally saying feel. I'm just saying from what I see, I don't really see races like going at each other as much as they used to. And okay,
so maybe you're just not paying attention. Then, if race are better, why is there a genocide upon white people by the blacks?
That's not happening.
If races are better, why is it that in Louisiana, it's so bad that white people have started their own, they separated from the blacks and started their own town, own courthouse, lawyers, judges, and everything. If race is better, why are the blacks going up and slapping whites and knocking them out and beating them down and robbing them and stealing from them and blaming them? If race is better, why does Jasmine Cricket and Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, with low IQ and others, blame white people?
Which one do you want me to respond to first? Yes, you just said like four examples.
If race are better, why do we have all that still going on?
I mean, well, a couple of things that you mentioned. I don't know about that town in Louisiana, so I'm not going to speak on it. You mentioned black people knocking out white people. I think you're talking about the knockout games, which if I'm familiar,
not talking about the knockout
games.
But
you just said that. Yeah,
I'm talking about right in America today the blacks are beating down whites. We just saw on the train in North Carolina, Charlotte, one of those places, where a black man, according to a report, went on a train and just stabbed a white girl in the neck and killed her. We just saw a white guy get beat down. He and his, I don't know if his girlfriend or friend are with him, beat down in Ohio. We see it every day. Where's your proof that the races are better?
Right, but those don't indicate that the races. I mean, I know I had a feeling that you were going to bring up that incident on the train, but I still have no
Texas,
proof.
There was a black, according to report,
let me just talk about the incident
there was
on
a
the
black
train.
There was
not
a
sure
black,
that person that
in,
killed that girl
in Texas,
the train,
there was a, according to report, in Texas, there was a black track runner killed a twin brother.
But what's your point?
So where's your proof that the races are better?
I know, but you're just throwing out individual situations and you're just backing up.
I'm giving you the proof.
Yeah, but you're
that the races are not better, but you're not giving me any proof that the races are better.
I know, but you're just stacking them on top of each other. You're not even giving me.
I got more. You want more?
No, relax, Jesse. Just let me respond first.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying to you is I have no proof that any of these situations
have to do with race. That man that killed that girl on the train, I don't know if that was racial. He could have just been a crazy man.
He said, I killed that white girl. Something like, I killed that white girl.
She was a white girl, and she did kill him. That doesn't mean that it was racial.
Well, what do you mean then? What's your proof? He didn't say, I killed that black girl. What the?
Could he just have been a crazy man on the train that was looking for somebody?
He said, I killed that white girl. Something like that. Oh, I got that white girl or something.
Yeah, you don't even know what he said, and you sound real shaky on that.
He said, something like, I killed that white girl or I got that white girl, something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, when you had the exact
quote, he said, I got that white girl.
You're just bagging a bunch
of individuals
on top of each other, and you're just saying, well, we had this situation that happened.
You're wrong. One more time, give me proof where the races are better.
Jesse, let me respond. Relax for a second. What I'm saying to you again, you keep on just talking. I'm telling you that you're just throwing out situations. I can see that this is a very sensitive subject for you.
But it ain't sensitive at all to me, buddy.
All these people.
You're wrong. Tell me one more time. Tell me where the races are better.
Jesse, relax.
I got to run, buddy. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you, Jerome. Let me go to Greg out of Florida. Greg, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, hey, Greg, where you been?
Well, about a month ago, I had to have gallbladder surgery. My gallbladder went bad on me, so I had to have surgery and have that taken out. And I just hired my first full-time employee for my business.
Nice.
So
are you have you healed from the surgery?
Yes, sir. They did robotic surgery where a robot actually goes in there and does it. There's a guy, the doctor sits over at a computer screen and moves the thing to go up in there and take it out. It's pretty cool.
All right, good. So what's your question for me? Go ahead.
I'm just going to make this comment, and then I'll ask you my question if you don't mind.
Okay.
It's funny, the last guy that you just got off the phone with, why is it that people always accuse you of what they're doing? You know, he keeps telling you to calm down. He's the one that's upset. It's crazy to hear that.
I know.
It always blows my mind now when I listen to that. I'm like,
what? No.
You know, it reminds me of my ex-wives. When you talk to them and you start asking them questions they don't want to answer, they'll tell you, they'll get hostile with you, know, and get in your face and tell you to calm down. You're like, all right, there's nothing wrong with me.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point.
So my question is, I'm staying on that straight and narrow path. I've stepped out a few times and realized that it was stupid. I woke back up and then come back in. But I can tell you that I know that I'm on the right path for sure, because it's like you said, when you get closer and closer to getting rid of the devil, I'm talking about, that pain is unbelievable. You can barely sit through it. You know, just so much fear and anxiety and you're sitting there going, why am I even shaking? Why am I nervous? And it just, I mean, pain like you wouldn't believe. It's pretty insane.
Amazing. How many ex-wives have you had? You said your ex-wives.
Two.
Amazing.
But yeah, anyway, it's just.
You're talking about sitting through the pain. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the hard thing about it is, you know, like you, and I know you've, I've heard you say it, and it's so true because I can hear him doing it. When you're sitting through that pain, you know, and some body pains get so bad sometimes, it's hard to breathe, especially when you sit in your room at night, no TV, no iPad, no phone, no anything, and you just sit with your thoughts. And I mean, Satan will go crazy in your mind. It's pretty crazy how wicked your mind is. You know, he'll tell you the whole time, you can't do this, you're not going to make it, where's God at? You know, if you're listening to Jesse and he's telling you to do these things, things should be getting better and they're not. You know, your God's failing you, you can't take all this pain, you're going to die going through this, you're never going to get there. I mean, he just doesn't stop.
What it's a pretty, mess.
It's intense how he, you know, keeps on and on and on. He just doesn't give up, that's for sure.
What a mess. Amazing.
So you said eventually I haven't got to the point where you say that you'll completely doubt thoughts. I mean, I'm pretty close. You know, it happens so quick sometimes for you to fall back into a thought, and then you realize, man, let me come out of there again. You know, and like you said, you have to sometimes do it 1,000 times a day, you know, because they're coming in so quick sometimes. I'm getting better at it, but I remember in a video with you talking to one of your the people on the phone, and you said, when you one day you'll wake up and you'll realize that all thoughts are all lies all the time, and you will let go. And when that happens, that's when it'll be over. And that's what I keep holding on to, you know, thinking, here we go. Let me just keep on it, because the pain gets so bad, you want to run from it. You do. But I know there's nothing to run back to. So it's like you can't go anywhere. You just have to sit there.
Amazing.
Any advice? Just keep it up.
Did you have a question for me?
My question is, it does get worse before it gets better.
Is that a statement or a question?
A question. Does it get worse before it gets better?
I almost don't want to tell you yes, but yes, it does. But don't think about that, though. You wait and let it, whatever going to happen, let it happen, but don't be thinking about it. And so that whatever it is that you got to deal with while dying from the illusions in your life, you'll be able to handle it. But if you think about it, you're going to think, well, this pain is worse, and that is worse than that. But be aware of what is happening and do nothing about it, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Because if I tell you how painful it's going to get, and it will, you're going to be looking for that, and you're going to miss you're going to miss overcoming along the way.
Well, I think, real quick, I'll tell you this last thing. I think, you know, when I was younger, I seen a friend of mine get killed in a car wreck when I was real young. And it gave me, you know, I got really, you know, emotionally traumatized by that for some reason. Death just, and when you're sitting in that pain of your ego dying, and, you know, and it gets so intense, sometimes hard to breathe. You feel like your chest is killing you, you know, just all these body pains because your anxiety's causing all your muscles to tense and all. And I try to relax into that, but it's hard, you know, when the pain gets hard. But I think the scary thing that makes me tense up more, you know, is Satan yelling in your ear, you're going to die. You can't do this. There's no way you can do this. And I know he's lying to me, but it's when somebody's telling you that, even if you know they're lying, it's you know, it's tough because you do feel the pain and he's talking to you, you know, so it makes it hard.
But if you know that you're not the pain and the pain is in your body, yes, you do feel it, and it's in the body, and that you're not the pain and that you're not the body, it wouldn't be that difficult if you know that it's not you. You still
and I'm glad
believe
you said that.
You.
That's right. And I'll tell you real quick. I'll tell you, because whenever you were getting on the phone with me, I was sitting here just relaxing in the pain. I kept telling myself, this is the spirit of Satan dying, and the pain started to go away. So it is. I'm just still identifying with it for sure. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, stop calling you. Stop thinking, believing the lie that it's you. It's not you at all. It's not you,
okay.
Period.
Yes, sir.
Greg, good to hear from you, man.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear from y'all. Y'all take care, and I appreciate you taking my call as always.
All right, buddy. I got to take a quick break. It's top of the hour already, huh? What the? 2 more hours to go. The hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pudgy's coffee.
Some serious mess going on in the world, but Tropical Storm Imelda may miss us here in America, you East Coast people. I heard it's going to take a sharp turn away from the States, so it might not be a direct hit, but watch out for those rip currents and stuff. And a government shutdown? Fingers crossed. Just kidding. We don't do that stuff. That's not godly. Anyway, the Gaza peace plan? Prayers for Israel and Gaza. Nice. Trump is going to make it happen. Maybe. We'll see. And there was that church attack on Sunday. I think they still have not uncovered the full motive, at least not that I'm aware of. It's a big mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. The lines are full, guys. It's the 30th of September, AD 2025. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? But it is fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats. Appreciate them, guys and gals. Tropical Storm Imelda, gaining strength in the Atlantic Ocean. That's way over that away, actually. And just north of the Bahamas, so it's probably more like that away. And fortunately, it's starting to make a sharp turn eastward, likely sparing the United States coast from a direct hit, according to CNN Commie Nonsense Network, who also report that Congress is barreling towards a government shutdown, or toward, if you're American. I think in England it's towards. I could be mistaken. It's set to occur if the House and Senate fail to reach a spending deal by midnight. Republican lawmakers been pushing Democrats, I call them demon rats, to pass a stopgap bill to fund the government temporarily until an agreement can be reached. However, demon rats have no interest in delaying issues that they want to address now. The demon rat Democrat lawmakers say they want the funding bill to include provisions to extend expiring Obamacare subsidies and to reverse Medicaid cuts, among other so-called demands. They want to bribe the people with other people's money. If both sides fail to come together to pass a full-year spending bill or short-term extension, many government agencies will shut down until Congress approves additional funding, which wouldn't be so bad in my opinion. What's the big deal? Why are they pretending like this is such a bad thing? And I heard that even better, if they do shut it down, Trump and the team are planning to fire a bunch of people, which would be a dream. Very good. Anyway, meanwhile, in Gaza, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, not in Gaza. He's not there. But he declared that he is very close to bringing an end to the war in Gaza and securing the release of the remaining hostages at the white-on-the-inside White House. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, part of the JLP's dream team, Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, he said that he had agreed to Trump's 20-point plan. I thought it was a 21-point plan, but I guess it's 20-point plan. Now I don't remember. CNN making me question myself. But anyway, it outlines the parameters of a ceasefire. Now the clock is ticking for Hamas to respond as the proposal calls for the release of the hostages within 72 hours of Israel accepting that agreement. The plan contains several, or at least a few, provisions that the terror group has previously rejected. Both Trump and Bibi, base Bibi, have warned of dire consequences if Hamas turns down the proposal. Sweet. Anyway, authorities are working to determine a motive in Sunday's church attack in Grand Blanc, B-L-A-N-C, Michigan, Blanc, that left the small community what CNN calls it, shattered. The alleged gun male, not a man, not gun man, gun male, an Iraq war vet. He'd made disparaging comments about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is to say Mormons, in the weeks before, drove his vehicle into the chapel, opened fire, and set fire. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Tired of thinking ahead. The world ain't getting no better. You got to change it. You and me. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, a doozy. And nobody so far has been able to tell me. What the... And I hear it all the time. Even the people who says it have not been able to tell me what that means. I'm like, what the? Bird. Biblical question. What does it mean to defend the faith? I defend my faith. I'm defending the faith. You are out there on the street defending the faith. Defending the faith. What does that mean to defend the faith? I want to know. I really do want to know. It's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't watch, sit and watch the show, you would love to hear while it's happening. You can podcast and go and lift your weights, do your running, buy your breakfast, protest against ICE. Act like you love the illegal aliens, but you don't. But pretend. You should listen to the show on your phone while you're doing all that. And then when you get out of prison because ICE ain't playing with you, they're going to put you in prison because you're attacking them. When you get out, you can podcast the show. But you can listen on your phone from prison by calling the listen line or anywhere, at the gym or anywhere, walking, whatever. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 6, on your phone, at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And Tuesday is one of my favorite days. Because down in Sweet Home, Alabama, when America was America, country and Western music was the only thing we could hear for a while. We could get down there on that plantation. But eventually we got some soul music. I'm black and I'm proud music. But country and Western music is my favorite. Well, not my favorite, the other favorite. But it is Tuesday, and it is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. A battle between good and evil. And all human beings, not one is missing from this. Until you start to overcome are evil. Their nature is evil. And if you really pay attention, you see how you think about people in your mind. You may not be physically attacking them, but psychologically, you are attacking them. You're judging them in your mind. You hate them. You're jealous. You want revenge. You want to be like them. You are not wishing them well. Anyone, and you know, it's not Bible Thumping Thursday until tomorrow, but the Bible says you must be born again. All who are born of the woman, of mama, must be born of the father. You need a new nature. Fox 29 is reporting. The University of Pennsylvania is warning of a recent spike in reports of unprovoked attacks by a group of young people that may be tied to a social media trend. Victim report being approached by one or more young people and struck or slapped the victim. This is according to the officials at UP, University of Pennsylvania, right? Watching from Fox 29.
The University of Pennsylvania issuing a warning about an online challenge that's sparking serious concern. Multiple people assaulted on campus, and it's likely all for clicks.
Well, a lot of the attacks happen on the corner where we are, 40th and Walnut, and that's why you see police almost everywhere. You got two cop cars here on 40th Street. Then we just look down a little bit on the other side of the McDonald's, and you see the police with the lights on, hopefully acting as a deterrent. University of Pennsylvania police are seen here this week responding to one of several recent unprovoked attacks on students in this video acquired by Fox 29 News from sources close to the investigation.
I feel like that's nutty. You don't get no cool points for that.
Penn police put out this alert saying, quote, there have been multiple recent reports from Penn students and other community members of groups of young people slapping people in the head or striking individuals in the head on and near Penn's campus, specifically in the area of 40th to 38th Streets, from Market to Locust Street. The victims are approached by one or more members of the group, who then unprovoked strike the unknown victim with an open hand or closed fist. We believe this is connected to a national social media trend.
Amazing, huh? When you first hear the story, don't you right away you know it's blacks. You know it's black people doing it, right? What's wrong with the blacks? Oh, Thursday, 2 days away, not tomorrow. Today is Tuesday, not Wednesday, by the way. Local residents reacted to the new TikTok trend.
You don't go around doing that to people.
They just be trying to get, like, TikTok views and stuff like that.
Obviously, there's a line drawn between, you know, playful fun and when things get violent.
The grown-ups are acting like kids. The kids are acting worse. And it's not that shocking to me. It's sad.
More shocking and sad is what happened this week to Penn neighbor Jake Dahl.
I was going to get Chipotle with my kid in my stroller, just like I am right now, and three kids came running around the corner from McDonald's, and all three of them had guns on them, and they pointed them at me, and they tried to get me to give them everything in my pockets, and I looked at them, I said, you guys are nuts.
And we saw what Penn Police say they're doing to try and stop this recent wave of crimes or catch those doing it, adding both more police and security staff presence in the area.
You got to raise your kids. When they come out, they should be raised and know how to treat people and how to act.
I think it's crazy, like, they don't get no cool points from it.
And for those Penn Police are telling students to be on alert about, this advice from a responsible young man headed for a career in the U.S. Air Force.
Go get a job or something.
What's wrong with the black? I knew they had to be black because they didn't say the color of the kids that were doing it. If it had been white kids, you would have known right away it was white. But because they were not white, they don't tell you the color. Amazing, huh? What a mess. Now do you understand that the races got to separate? It's not safe anymore. That white man's talking about how they approach him with guns. He's lucky to be alive. He's not tough. He may think he's tough, but he's lucky to be alive. Philadelphia is a mess. The idea of brotherly love is gone. It's just an idea now. I want you to know, there's nothing good in human nature. You need a brand new nature. It's spiritual, folks. Let me go to Wayne out of Texas. Why he gets coming in for a super chat. Wayne out of Texas, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are we doing today?
All is well, Wayne.
Yeah, thank you for all you do, man. You're so amazing. It's unbelievable.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yeah, I've been on the way about 3 years now, thanks to you.
Right.
You know, doing the silent prayer, forgave my mother, father, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been very easy. I don't know why people keep saying it's so hard. I fall down 1,000 times a day, but I don't get mad about it. I just get back and I just point my way up to the Most High. You know what I mean?
Stay with it, man. That's all you got to do. Don't give up, no matter what. How painful it gets, how difficult it is, just stay with it. You're doing the right thing. That's amazing.
Yeah, but it's not so painful for me. I'm not sure why. But, I can just stop thinking. And it's like I call it like hovering. So I'm in a state where I'm kind of hovering. I'm just not thinking. There are no thoughts coming. The thoughts come, but I just let them pass. It's amazing.
Amazing. Nice.
So I wanted to ask you.
Ask.
you know God, right?
Who?
You know God?
Who?
God, G-O-D.
Do I know him? Why you ask me that?
Because I was going to ask you, is he American or is he Russian?
Repeat that.
Is God American?
I don't understand that question. What do you think?
What I'm trying to get at is that we have divided the earth in many, many ways. Like we divide it among the races. You know, we talk about racism. We know racism doesn't exist. Then we have religion. There's Catholics. There's, you know, Presbyterians, there's Muslims. My question, and there's Americans, there's Saint Lucians. Is God an American?
Speak up a little bit, Wayne.
Do you want me to repeat what I just said?
No, I kind of got it, yeah. You're saying that they have divided religion and everything.
Right.
And you want to know. So do you believe that God is American or Russian? Are you saying right. you believe well, that?
No, I don't think he is evil. I think he's one. He wants us to be one. He doesn't want us to be, oh, I'm American and you're Russian, so now I'm going to send my troops to fight with you and kill your men and all that kind of. I don't think that's what God wants.
Oh, and so what made you think of that?
Because I see a lot of division in the earth.
Uh-huh.
And I think that where we want to be heading to is more unity, where we realize that each, instead of us joining different groups, like, you know, I'm of this group and that group, I'm a white man, I'm a black man. I think we should, once we regenerate, once we get yeah. out of the fallen state and we return to God, we should get to a state where we realize we are all flesh and blood.
Hake is telling me that God is St. Lucas.
St. Lucian.
Is that where you're from?
That's where I'm from. I'm from St. Lucia, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm the pilot guy that calls sometimes.
So what now?
I'm the pilot guy that calls sometimes.
Oh, right on.
So what do you think? You think God is American or what? I mean, what?
I don't think that way at all, so I can't give you an answer to that. I never thought about that.
Right. So therefore now, are you American?
Yeah, I was born in Alabama, American.
But shouldn't you denounce America in terms of now that you should be in God's country or His new nation, whatever, Jerusalem? Not the Jerusalem on earth, but the Jerusalem in heaven.
Repeat that.
Shouldn't we denounce? I should not say I'm St. Lucian. You should not say you're American.
Why
and
not?
We should unite.
But I am American.
We should unite in the kingdom, the spiritual kingdom. We shouldn't be united in physical, but we should be united in spiritual.
I don't quite understand what you're saying. James, you understand what he's saying? Hagen's here. He's white. He may understand it.
Okay. Yeah, in the kingdom of heaven, there is no American or St. Lucian.
Right. Right.
Or Gentile or Jew or man or woman right. or slave or free.
Correct.
But how are you going to tell people? But you're born in a country called America.
Right.
Right.
So we supposed to act like you're not.
Well, you shouldn't act like you're not.
We have to elevate. We have to elevate. We have to ascend to the point where we realize that I shouldn't be trying to kill Hank because he's white. And Hank shouldn't be trying to kill me because I'm black, because we all want blood.
Right, but in the world, you fill a role in the world. There's a lot of hippies and liberals who want to pretend like these things don't exist, like men and women don't exist, and black and white don't exist, and American doesn't exist, no borders, no country at all. So you don't right. want to fall for that.
Right.
There's like an imitation of the kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom of Satan.
Yeah. Right. But somehow or the other, we have
you
to...
You
want to
act like you weren't born in St. Lucas?
St. Lucia.
No, I want to act like I know that an American is the same blood as a St. Lucian, and therefore my country should not go and try and kill Americans because they're American.
But that's not why people kill. They kill because they're evil.
Right. I agree with that. Definitely. I definitely agree with that.
Amazing. Right. Thank
anyway,
you.
So biblical question.
All that time you still want to... What the...
Hey, Jesse, I could talk to you for hours and hours.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
Okay, so in 1 Peter 3:15, it says that we should be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you about the reason for the hope that you have with meekness and fear. So what that means is that if a little brother is trying to learn how to do the silent prayer and he comes and asks me a question, I should be ready to say, hey, yeah, this is how you do it. And that's how you, you know, quote unquote, defend the faith.
That's what it means? How do you know that that's what it means?
Because when I searched, when I looked inside of me, that's the answer that came.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I can't respond right now, but I appreciate that, Wayne. Thank you.
All right, Jesse, man, we love you. Keep on doing what you're doing. And, man, I'm so happy that you are around here to sort of put. You know, when I first started.
And you stay with
it, Wayne.
Go ahead.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm sorry I interrupt you. Say what?
I was saying that when I first started, I couldn't believe that it was possible to live without thoughts.
Yeah.
But because of your inspiration and I saw you doing it, now I myself am able to do it. So
right on.
Thanks for everything, my brother.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, Wayne.
All right. Thanks, buddy. See
All
you
right.
later.
All right now. Sanity is a quiet mind. Think about that one. Sanity is a quiet mind. And all you ever do is listen to the mind, and it's driving you crazy. And you still won't stop listening to it. You won't stop consulting with it. Amazing. Let's do super.
Super chats. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, yesterday, Kayla, right after the show, five coffees. Good morning. I met a guy. And we had an amazing conversation. The thoughts got busy in my head about, he's my husband. Then I ran away from that thought with the vices, because that's crazy. So many thoughts and pain in my body from messing it up, quote unquote, with that guy. How do I drop this and never encounter this demon again? I want to be free. Thank you so much.
Just watch it and do nothing about it. Just be, you want to die daily by being aware of what's going on inside of you, in your mind and emotions. But don't call it you. You'll be fine. It will die away. It'll disappear. But because it's just an illusion. But you got to watch it. And don't react and do nothing. I wish you well. What the? That ain't your husband. What the?
Cornerstone on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Cash emoji. Strong Black Arm emoji.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you. Cornerstone?
Yep.
Cornerstone. Amazing.
TJ over on truthsocial.com.
Amazing. Home of Trump.
Yeah.
Right on.
You're not there, but the Hake Report is. And I reposted what your biblical question is. What does it mean to defend the faith? TJ says there is no defending truth. Truth does not need the defense. Truth is being shown/taught from example.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I hear it all the time, especially from Christians, but not only. I'm defending the faith. You got beat up today defending the faith. I'm like, what the? And no one can tell me what it meant, so I don't know what it means, but thank you. I appreciate that. Over there on True Social.
58LP Jr. over on threads.com.
Nice!
Jesse Lee Peterson on threads.com. 1 Peter 3:15 KJV. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man who asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
Oh, they're responding to the biblical question?
On the BQ.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
Yep.
And what did they say?
1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man who asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
But how come they said that's what it means, to defend the faith?
Because he thinks that that's what it means to defend the faith.
Okay. I'm not saying it up, but I didn't get that one. But thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday.
It is a mouthful.
I got
to kind of slow down to take that one in.
Yeah.
And you may not even be able to take that one.
You have on your Christmas shirt already.
I have. Merry amazing Christmas. It
Christmas
doesn't make sense.
Christmas
come
early for you.
Shout out to the Lock Your Door. It's a design.
Lock Your Door design that.
Yeah. It's
one
so of the
sharp.
Bond with a Jesse Lee Peterson sweater pattern on it.
So go and get your Merry Christmas shirt now. It's almost Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. It's 86 days, I think, until Christmas.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
Or Jesse Lee Peterson.
Jesse Lee Peterson. Shop. Just Lee Peterson dot shop. Okay.
Lori on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, my husband thinks I'm a mind reader when I say a thought that he also received. I told him it's proof we don't produce thoughts. Thoughts given us to control us. He would rather believe I'm a mind reader. It's interesting how evil tells everyone the same thoughts. I'm having fun and dying every day from ego self. Thanks, Jesse.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. Thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Wise Sage Eli, what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
No C in blacks, he put all caps. Have you guys discussed the shooting of the 13-year-old boy who was shot by his own mother in Houston? SMH shaking his head. No mention of the dad at all. I would like to hear your inputs. I'm black, but not a part of the blacks. Have a good day, gentlemen.
When did that happen?
Houston, 13-year-old boy shot by his own mother, according to Wise Sage Eli.
I don't know if I heard about that story yet.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. My producer will look into it, though. Thank you.
In heat on the biblical question answer.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
Defending the faith, quote unquote, simply means bearing witness to the truth in power, authority, patience, and love. Hashtag worship in spirit and truth. Dove emoji. Hashtag every spirit needs a vessel. Speak emoji.
Amazing. How do you know that that's what it means? So I know some people give it us biblical scriptures, right? But how do they know that that's what it means to defend the faith? Did the Bible say that?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's sometimes where it says defend the hope that's in you. Give a defense, like a reason for the hope that's in you. I'm not sure.
But I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
That may be kind of old English defense thing, meaning it's not so defensive. But I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron, I thank God for you and Nick and Hake's little show. The Nick show was deep yesterday. You guys are like my family at this point. Also, thank God for the Fallen State, Punchy TV, and Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. It's amazing.
Check out the Anchor Baby show every day at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Amazing. These shows have been really, really good lately.
Nice.
Not that they were bad before. It's just he's growing in the spirit. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron, who also says, I agree with that super chatter yesterday. I love when you say Pete Buttcheek. However, it's not my favorite name. My favorite name is probably the Great White Hope or the Fallen Messiah. I also like Jasmine Cricket and Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ, LOL.
Amazing. What would Pete what?
Buttcheek.
What?
I prefer his real name, Boot Edge Edge.
Oh, but what's the other name?
Whatever you say.
What?
You don't play dumb with me.
What do you mean?
Don't make me say it. You can see my discomfort with saying it.
Thank you. We'll stop there. We'll get to some calls.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Let me go to Michael, a first-time caller out of Oregon. Michael, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse. Show's amazing.
Thank you, Michael. Are you on a speaker?
Oh, yeah, I can fix that. Sorry.
Amazing.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, sir. Never, ever, ever. Did the phone guy tell you not to be on speaker?
No. I can't remember. I don't want to. He seemed like a real nice guy, so I wouldn't want to. You know what I mean?
I don't want to get him in trouble.
Right, I don't think so though. But I don't remember everything, you know.
Yeah, but just for the callers and everybody, don't be on speaker or Bluetooth because it doesn't come across clear on my end.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Reverend, and I won't do that in the future.
Okay, no problem. Can I
answer your question at the beginning?
Yes. What does it mean to defend the faith?
Yeah, because I listened to a lot of video clips of you, but I don't listen to the live show because, you know, I'm just getting up. But I was a great show. Great question. I'm not much of I'm a musician, but I'm not much of a country western guy. I'm more of a hard rock metal guy. There's a song called Defenders of the Faith. But I thought the answer just right away, like Charlie Kirk or you, that's defending the faith, right? Because you're saying what's right, ultimately putting your life on the line, right?
And so... Well, I can't respond to the biblical question. So you're saying, hold on for me. Can you hold for me? Let me take a quick break.
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on, Michael. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Tuesday, 888-7753-773. I want to remind you, join our newsletters. You can get a free copy of our newsletter, no charge. And we put them out every 3 months or so. Three times a year, so we don't overload you with them. And there's no cost. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com or RebuildingTheMan.com. You don't want to miss one single issue of the amazing newsletters, all right? And then for personal shout-out, birthdays, shout-out, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement. I get a lot of requests for encouragement shout-outs as well. Whatever the occasion is, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget to support us on social media. We're all over the place. Everywhere. Lord have mercy. JesseLeePeterson.show. Right? Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, Pure.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and then go over there right now and do something. Do what? Like the show. This show. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Like this video. You're watching it.
What?
Like this video, the one you're watching.
Like this video, the one you're watching. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Michael responding to the biblical question. Michael, the biblical question of what does it mean to defend the faith? And you said, a first-time call out of Oregon, you said it means what now?
Oh, you pronounced it right this time. You said Oregon the first time, then you said Oregon.
See there? I'm black and slow, Michael.
Just a quick joke. People you call white, like I had a guy, you call black. He said, no, you guys are peach people. See, we're not actually white. Most of us, except the albinos, were peach. So you could call us peach people. Just food for thought. But here it's a real woke out here. I was kind of raised by liberals and, I just kind of go issue by issue. But I think it's really great, your message. Oh, what I was saying about the biblical question, just people like you and Charlie Kirk standing up for what's right, what the truth, and that's really unfortunate what happened to him, but that's a defender of the faith to me, somebody like you. So thank you for giving us, Christians. I am a Christian. I was not raised by Christians. I went to Christ on my own, but it's real woke out here. And the message, see, I remember, I'm 56. When I was growing up in the 70s, they never taught racism, right? They only taught prejudice. So that's the word people should be using. It's just like you say, it's not, you know, some people think you can only be prejudiced against, you know, the minority or whatever nonsense that is. But you're just basically saying it's either right or wrong, good or bad.
Right.
And I think but you're being criticized for that, you know. So thank you for standing up for the truth.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question as well. And I'll put my two cents on Sunday. But let me ask, Michael, when you say you were raised by liberals. Were you a liberal at one time?
No. I saw a lot of things that I thought were, like, I had a sense of, you know what I mean? When you're a basic person, that's a good way to think, right and wrong. So I saw a lot of ideas when I was being raised to where I've never been a real political person. But to me, it's like, if anybody who want to criticize Trump, you know, it's white, like, well, why don't you put up a candidate that doesn't support biological men going into women's sports and bathrooms?
Well, how did you avoid becoming a liberal? If you were raised by a liberal family, how did you avoid becoming a liberal?
Probably because God had me picked out, like, gave me the common sense, I guess.
Oh, cool.
I wanted to tell you about an incident that happened here. This is I live in Springfield, which is I have a little redneck neighborhood. I'm not a redneck. I'm just, it's like, this is real woke, the Eugene Springfield's University of Oregon. There was an incident, because I think I'd like to hear your comments on this. This is how crazy it's getting. There was an incident like three blocks from my house when I lived in West Eugene where a fella, he was not black. He was like half Mexican, half Asian, and he was having a custody dispute. And he went over there and brought all these firearms into a school with kids. And the cops told him to leave. They tried to arrest him, and he pulled out his gun and shot at the cops. It's on body cam. But before they got the body cam, they had mobs saying, oh, you killed him because he was a brown person, right? But he actually pulled out his gun and shot at the cops in a school prior to that. But that's how woke it is out here, Jesse. So,
well, evil people are going to always take the side of evil. They can't help it. They can't see. And so in their minds, they have believed into evil. They thought they were right to take the side of evil. They cannot see. That's why Christ said, forgive them.
Yeah.
They are asleep. They cannot
absolutely
see. It's just like, it's just like the ICE. These people are fighting ICE. And all the thing that ICE is doing is deporting illegal aliens. People who broke the law
absolutely.
To be
absolutely.
Here. And you got a bunch of people out on the streets. In their mind, they believe a lie. They're doing the right thing. They believe that, but they're all evil. They don't realize it.
Well, Jesse, I want to thank you for something. I'm glad I remember to say this. You know, I am a Christian, but sometimes, like on social media, dealing with these woke people, I seem to get angry and stuff. And anger is not of God. So that's what I think I like best about you. Is your message is a great message, but the way you troll these liberals, I mean troll in a good way, is so funny. It has so much entertainment value. What I love is how you stay calm. Obviously it's probably just because being with God, being in the spirit, but that's really impressive to me, because a lot of these liberals, you know, they kind of want to make you pull their hair out sometimes. And the way you tell them, calm down, you handle these guests great. And I guess it's probably better to get the guests who disagree with you.
You got to drop your anger. Why haven't you dropped your anger?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
No, that was the question.
Oh, what was the question? Have I dropped my anger?
Why haven't you dropped it?
Oh, why haven't I?
Yes.
Oh, probably hanging on to the past, you know.
Why though?
Well, I guess that's because I need to be closer to God, right?
But how will you get close to him if you don't drop the anger?
Right. I agree.
No, that was the question.
Yeah, I guess, not I guess, but, well, I mean, it's not always there. You know what I mean?
It is always there, because if a situation can pull something out of you, that means it's already in you.
So, okay, I'm going to go back to something you said earlier,
so
which was really good.
Why don't you drop it?
Right, you were talking about the mind, listening to the mind. So I think it's like what you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
It's not listening to your mind and just being calm and with God.
So why don't you stop consulting with thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
No, that wasn't an idea. That was a question.
Oh, well, I'm perfectly willing to trying to start right now. that's the words of wisdom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, some people are more high strung. It's harder to calm their mind than others. I guess, you know, that's what I admire. Like I said, your show has a lot of, you know, it's funny. I like it for it's funny, but it's, your message is great. So, but you're doing something that's brave. You know, that's like the question, you know, what defenders of the faith.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate that, Michael. Thank you.
And you live in Los Angeles. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hope to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, call me again.
Okay, I will. Have a great day, Jesse.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to D'Angelo out of Arizona. D'Angelo, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? It's good to hear
all
you.
All is well.
You know, always good to hear your voice. Yeah, glad to hear it. I'm trying to, I guess, wrestle with the biblical question, which is,
what does it mean to defend the faith?
Yeah, and I guess I'm wrestling with that because I'm 36. I don't have kids, don't have a wife, and I'm wrestling. A lot of people around me have passed away. And it's getting like, to cut to the question, I guess, am I like faltering on my faith? And to tie into the biblical question, am I faltering on my faith? Like, I'm afraid of death. Like, I'm afraid of death. I feel very lucky to be on earth with people like you and, like, you know, like Gavin McInnes and Anthony
Cumia.
What
does it mean to defend the faith?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, am I not defending the faith?
I don't know what that means. I'm trying to find out. I don't know what that means. It sounded like you asked me a question, but I thought you said you want to respond to the biblical question.
Well, I guess my biblical question—it is a question to the biblical question, which is: am I faltering on my faith by being afraid of death? Like, am I not having enough faith in God by being afraid of death? Because I'm afraid to fucking die, man. Oh, sorry to cuss. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to die, man. And
why are you afraid to die?
Does that mean I'm not being faithful?
Why are you afraid to die?
I guess I'm afraid that I'll never see anyone again.
Anyone like who?
Well, just like I'm afraid that it's just going to be like, you know, black. Like it's just going to be nothingness, you know?
And why do you think it's going to be that?
Well, I guess because I'm lacking faith, right? Am I lacking faith in God here?
Where did you get the idea it's going to be black? Where does that come from?
Probably like atheism and shit, stuff like that. Like atheism.
Are you an atheist?
Not at all.
But where do you get the idea? Because you're afraid of death, you said. And you say you're afraid because you won't see anybody, but you're afraid that it's going to be black. Where did you get the idea that it may be black when you die?
I guess just like multiple like non-Christian sources that are telling me that it's the same as before you were alive. Like it's just goneness, or it's just not there. Like there's nothing after life. And
you heard people tell you that?
Yeah.
And so why do you believe them? They don't know.
You're right. They don't know.
So why do you believe them?
I don't believe them.
So then why are you afraid?
That's why I'm calling you. Like, I guess I want you to reaffirm my faith and... not that that's on you, man. Like you're taking such a big you're really on top of taking care of things for us. But I don't know, man. I'm just afraid.
Let me tell you this: there's no reason to be afraid of death because death doesn't exist. There's no such thing. There's only one death, only one, And that one is to die from all your illusion, die from those thoughts, die from those feelings, die from that. There's no death other than that. Death doesn't exist.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I won't keep you long.
What do you think about that, knowing that you're afraid of something that doesn't exist? There's no such thing as death other than the illusion of death, death of illusions. There is no death other than that. Nowhere. It doesn't exist. What do you think about that?
I think that you're kind of, well, you're answering my question. You're reaffirming my faith that that's what it's about. It's to have faith in the, there is no death. And
but I'm telling you, there's no death. You don't need faith to believe that. I'm telling you,
okay. There
is no such thing as death. Even Christ told you there's no death. Why do you think there's death?
Perhaps I've been deceived.
You have been.
I mean, I don't really have a right answer, but it made me feel better, man. All right, I wanted to hear what you said, man. There is no such thing as death, man.
I want you to know, so don't you believe people and don't believe thoughts when they tell you that there is death. You're never going to die.
Can I ask you a question about that, by the way?
About never dying?
Well, about thoughts. Like, how did you come to the that truth? That, like, how did you come to that? Like, where you felt, like, where you saw that thoughts are lies? Because I know that that's true.
And how do you know it's true, that thoughts are lies?
I'm always betrayed by my thoughts. I'm always getting betrayed by whatever I always think. I always find myself in a position going, like, reevaluating. I'm constantly reevaluating, and there's never an end to it.
So now, ignoring that, that's how you discover that thoughts are not real. They're all lies. You're paying attention to them, and by paying attention to them, you're seeing that they're not true. That's what I do. I pay attention to them rather than going with them. Don't believe them, just watch them, but don't relate to them in any way.
Copy. Cool. And can I just ask you, how did you, like, come to such a amazing, how did you find such a gem within yourself of like, realizing that thoughts are, like, BS? Like, how did you, do you remember that moment when you first had it?
Well, no, I don't remember the moment, but I know that I asked God to, I said to God one day, I'm tired of being the way I am. I can't help myself. So you got to help me, and things start to change. And God will help you if you stop, if you ask him. And then stop believing anything your mind tell you. Except for it's time to go to work, it's time to go eat, it's time to take a nap. Those kind of practical things. But other than that, all this crap about death and all that, and all your little worries and insecurities and jealousies and comparison and all that, all those things are lies, and they're coming from the imagination. They're not true. They're thoughts. And you got to stop associating with them.
Okay. Well, thanks, man.
You're welcome. Let me ask about your name. Is there an apostrophe in your name, like D'Angelo?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the singer. Oh, there was an Italian family that lived next door, and they were like leather workers, hat workers. They made hats and like boots and stuff like that, and they were the D'Angelos. And
so is it like D apostrophe Angelo, or is it just D-E Angelo?
No, it's D apostrophe.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And you Italian, you say?
No, I'm Mexican, man.
Oh, you Mexican, man.
Yeah.
Si, senor.
Hey,
but D'Angelo, stay out of just, I want, and I really want to encourage you. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Every morning, enough. Every night?
No.
Well, then suffer. What the? Suffer and die. How do you expect God to reward you with delight if you won't let him by practice being with him? Being present? No, that was a question.
Well, I guess, I mean, I don't really have an answer. I guess you're right. Like, I'm not putting in the work, so I guess I'm just asking for a handout here, and that ain't the way to go about it.
Right.
Sorry.
The one thing about truth, and you can bank on this, it's not going to change its rules just because you won't follow them. It's not going to reward you until you do what it tells you to do. And it tells you to drop your anger so that it can draw you into the kingdom while you live. And then it tells you to practice staying present. And when you do that, it will reward you. It's never going to reward you until you do what it tells you to do.
Yes, sir.
And you're not going to get the prize until you do what it tells you. It tells you, go and forgive. And then it tells you to practice staying present. Pray without ceasing simply means to stay present instead of locked in your head.
Yeah.
So if you want the reward, you got to do what it tells you and don't let evil with your other imagination try to take you a different way and make you think you're going to be rewarded and you're not. You will be rewarded with evil stuff, but that's not the answer.
Hey, the reward from the evil ain't enough anyway.
Right.
It's not paying out.
That's right. It isn't. Absolutely. So do the silent prayer and practice being present, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. I got to run.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you. Bye now. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. He's been waiting a while. Hey, Josh. Georgia,
hey,
on my mind.
Hey, what's going on, Roger?
All is well, Josh.
Yeah. All right, I was calling for that biblical question, man.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
I'd say it's like, I know being around Christians my whole life, it's like when you learn all the Christian Bible, Christianese stuff, it makes you really want to teach others and impose it on other people. And but what you're really doing is like defending your ego is what you're really doing. But to them, it feels like they're helping you, like Bible thumping. But I say it's a trick from the devil. You shouldn't try to defend your faith.
But what does it mean to defend the faith?
Ultimately, it means you're defending your ego. But to people, they think they're...
Hold on, John. Can you hold for... I know you've been holding for a while. Can you hold?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
I got to do the hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Book, for Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com. or call 800-411-BOND.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Now, our greatest president, cleaning it up. 100% foreign movie tariff, including perhaps, Drudge speculates and his references speculate, Mel Gibson's Christ. But who knows? And YouTube, $24+ million settlement with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Don't mind if I do. And Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are breaking up, separated after 20 years. 20 years of marriage or whatever. She should have stuck with a Tom Cruise. She has two kids by Tom Cruise, who's older than her. And then two kids with Keith Urban, who's a year younger than her. And she should have been Nicole Cruise. She joked about being Nicole Urban a few years ago, according to reports. To his delight, he fell for it. And people are going to dumb phones to get away from the distraction of the smartphones. And by the way, in LAX, I don't believe this was Anchor Baby, but a pilot had to brake when he was driving 167 miles an hour, or taxiing, I guess they call it, on the runway, I think. He had to brake for a cargo plane, like in his path or something. Crazy. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 30th of September, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in. The live chat is a mess. I'm reading. Somebody says, no, I'm not going to repeat what it says. Maybe on the Hake Report, I'll mention it. There is one line open. You can call in. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. And JLP will be right back to your calls and your super chats, all right? And more great stories in the third hour coming up after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. After that third hour, the Hake Report for a couple of hours. And then after that, American Anchor Baby. So catch them all. Gotta catch them all. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports about that church attack in Michigan. I mentioned the guy set fire and opened fire on congregants, set fire to that building, that Mormon church building. He'd been talking mess against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in the weeks before that attack, according to reports. Who knows what's really going on, though? Four people were killed and eight were injured. All of the missing have been accounted for, but the victims have yet to be identified publicly. Officials said it could have been a lot worse had it not been for the heroic response of several, or at least a few, congregants who shielded children and helped the wounded. Nice. And in an effort to promote American-made entertainment, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, stated on a social media post, probably on Truth Social, follow the Hake Report on Truth Social, if you so please, on Monday, he posted that he will be imposing a 100% tariff on any and all movies made out of the United States outside, you know. The president did not specify when or how the tariff could be enacted, but Trump initially threatened a 100% tariff on foreign-produced movies in May, arguing other countries offered tax incentives that have drawn filmmakers abroad. His announcement comes as movie ticket sales are down in the United States. Consumers have shifted their viewing habits to streaming platforms to watch stuff at home. What a mess. Speaking of the top video company in the world ever, YouTube. I could be wrong, but I think that might be the case. YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million. That's not enough. Should be a billion, like what they did to AJ, my competitor, Alex Jones. $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit filed by our greatest president, Trump, after he was suspended by the social media platforms following the January 26, 2021, Commie Nonsense calls it insurrection, at the U.S. Capitol. This makes YouTube the last of the big three social media tech companies sued by our greatest president, Trump, which included Meta, that was Facebook, and Twitter, now called X, to settle over his removal from their platforms. Nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Sanity is a quiet mind, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It is the third hour already. What you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. And this is one that I didn't know the answer to, and I still don't know for sure, but I'm going to wait until Sunday before I put my little two cents in. What does it mean to defend the faith? I hear it all the time. You're defending the faith. They slap the hell out of you because you were defending the faith. And they're like all proud. Yeah, I was defending the faith. What does that mean? There's this woman who was on the street doing the on the street thing, and she got smacked. And then she was being interviewed on Fox News. And the Christian woman said to her, oh, you are defending your faith. They hurt you. They slapped you while you're defending. I'm like, what does that mean, defending the faith? That's the biblical question. We have every way that you can support the show by listed on jesseleepeterson.com. And you can listen to the show on your phone if you got to run around while the show is happening, right? You can podcast, of course. But you can listen to it while running around on your phone. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you may have peace of mind. On your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Tuesday. That's even more amazing. Yeehaw! Every Tuesday, yeehaw, is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
Dog?
Who let the dogs
Who
out?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 I want to go quickly back to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my mind. And Josh is responding to the biblical question, what does it mean to defend the faith? Josh, and you say?
I'd say defending the faith means to
I'd say religion is like a drug. And so defending the faith is like not allowing someone to blow your high by arguing with them over belief system and trying to persuade and convince them and impose your beliefs on them.
Have you ever defended the faith?
Yeah, I have.
And so that means, you said it means like destroying. What'd you say about the high?
It's like when you, like, yeah, religion is a drug, so you don't want someone to blow your high by challenging your beliefs with their beliefs. So you have to fight. It's what you're really defending is your ego.
Fight.
Yeah. You have to fight because you don't want to blow your high.
And that's what it means to defend the faith.
Yeah. Because like when you first get into, I used to be kind of a Bible thumper, and you get into it heavy, and you want to tell everybody because it gives you a high. Or even when I started listening to you, I was kind of a Jesse thumper. I was telling all the things you say to everybody, and you kind of can't help it. But that's a high, and you're defending your ego, really.
Amazing. So, yeah. According to Josh out of Georgia, defending the faith means to try to defend your own religion, what you believe, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the opposite. You know, it's the opposite of turning the other cheek. Because, turning the other cheek means to, when somebody challenges your ego, it hurts your ego, you're supposed to just let yourself be insulted. But defending the faith is like, okay, you're insulting my ego. You're hurting something in me, and I'm going to fight against you to protect my ego.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh. That's amazing. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it, Josh. Thanks for holding on,
too. Yes, sir. Yeah, no problem.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Did you hear about these parents? This is from Fox 29. Interesting. The parents of two teenagers who were part of a group accused of breaking into vehicles over the weekend are facing charges. Watch this from Fox 29.
Of moments. Let's just discuss this issue right here in Camden County. Police in Gloucester City have three teens that have been arrested after breaking into vehicles. But what's also very interesting is who's charged now.
Yeah, because a lot of people are asking, where are the parents in all of this, Greg?
Yeah, well, where the parents are is they're getting charged because that's the approach that Gloucester City is taking. Because as you mentioned, over and over, we have these situations where you have the youth, these teens committing crimes, and everybody's just wondering, where are the parents? Why are they not getting involved? Well, Gloucester City Police, they are getting the parents involved, and now they are charging them for the things that their children are doing. And we saw this on full display recently. This video provided to Fox 29 from just before 1:30 Sunday morning appears to show a group of three people approaching cars on Roslyn Avenue in Gloucester City, going from house to house. Residents say they got into their vehicles and even stole a bike from a driveway. Fortunately, police say they arrested the three people responsible for breaking into at least 25 cars in the Highland Park community, 19-year-old Wesley Hunter from Cherry Hill, who they say had active warrants, and two teenagers, 16 and 17, from Camden. Police say they were released to their parents, and their parents were charged with failure to supervise their child.
Amazing. What do you think about that? Should parents be punished for what their children do? Should parents be punished for what their children do? And if they are punished, will they stop their children from doing bad things? Very interesting question. Should parents be punished for what their children do? And if they should punish the parents, will they stop the children from doing bad things? Local residents reacted to the news of the parents being charged. Watch this.
I think that's great. They all should be charged, and they shouldn't be out at 1:30 in the morning. They should both be in home in bed.
Parents should be starting to take care of their kids, not just letting them. It's easier for them to let them run. It's easier. No, I think that's a good idea.
They just need to be more accountable. That's all. That's all we ask for parents. Like I said, we do have a curfew, but not everybody listens.
Amazing, huh? And I want to give you an example of what made me think about this biblical question of defendant of faith. And here's the story first. So I want to know, should parents be punished, be charged for what their children do? And if they are charged for what their children do, will they make their children stop doing what they're doing? I want to know that. And also, Fox News, a woman accused of sucker punching a pro-life activist is a now viral video street interview. I don't even know how this is. Let me read. I'm black and slow, so I can't read bad writing, but I'll try. I can't even read good writing. This is from Fox News. A woman accused of sucker punching a pro-life activist in a now viral video. Street interview has had case dropped because of the Manhattan district attorney. So this woman sucker punched a proactive woman, and as a result, the case been dropped because the attorney general Bragg didn't get the information in at the right time or missed the deadline or something. Watch it for Fox News.
We need to protect the children, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
You're for the kids. So you're pro-life?
I am not pro-life. I'm pro-choice.
Yeah. What about protecting the children? They're deporting criminals, people who shouldn't be in the country.
Criminals, honey. Yeah.
If you come here illegally, you're a criminal.
I think you're just trying to be divisive right now.
Social media content creator Savannah Craven Intow has gone viral for her bold man on the street interviews. But look at this shocking encounter.
You just don't understand the magnitude of having a child.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one who admitted they would be okay with killing babies in foster care and killing children that have been abused.
That's not the point. What I'm saying.
That's really.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
Well, we're now learning the case against her attacker has been dropped because the Manhattan DA's office missed a key filing deadline.
Amazing. She slapped the lady. The lady had on glasses. I thought you're not supposed to hit people with glasses on. What the? And so that black woman that got smacked was in an interview on one of the Fox News channels, and the woman that interviewed her said, you were defending your faith. And I'm like, well, what does that mean, defending your faith? This woman out there doing a street interview. And I'm like, this will become a biblical question. I don't know what that means, defending your faith. But this woman that smacked her, according to this report, her case was dropped because the Manhattan District Attorney Aaron Bragg's often missed a key filing deadline. They didn't treat Trump that way. They seem to have filed all the deadline paper on time. What the? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Mark, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Mark, you are on the air.
Amazing. Can you hear me?
No.
Okay. I guess that's a yes. All right. So I'm a university student, and
how old are you?
For many. I'm 20.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And for many years, I was atheist. I didn't have God, and I was liberal. And what happened was, I felt like I wasn't. I wasn't being a man. I was ignoring that. I was being weak because I was told that it was toxic masculinity to not. Do you see?
Yes.
So now I'm an adult. I'm grown, and I'm wondering, how do I get out of that?
Out of what?
Because it was a mess. Because my life was a mess because I wasn't being a man. I was being weak. I was getting in my emotions. I was lustful.
And so your question for me is what?
How do I rebuild the man?
You got to go overcome your mother. You're just like your mother. You got to overcome her by forgiving her for recreating you in her image. And then forgive
my
your
mother.
Father. Forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother.
Mm-hmm. My mother was very overbearing.
Yeah.
She always wanted to make sure she knew exactly where I was and what I was doing, and I couldn't see any friends without her.
Yep. And when she did that to you, Mark, if you're serious about this, when she did that to you, it made you angry. And the moment you became angry at her, you became just like her. So you think like her, you feel like her, and you made the woman your God because whomever you hate become your God. Whomever you get angry at or whatever you get angry at, it become your God. It controls you. But you got to – have you heard me say to forgive your mother?
I have.
And why have you done that?
I'm trying. I don't know how, because I love my mother.
And why do you think you love her? Why do you say you love her?
Because she looks out for me and I look out for her.
But why do you say you love her?
Because I feel the love.
And how do you look out for her?
I know that if I get into much trouble, then she would get involved and then she would be stressed out. And one day, my mom and dad won't have income, so they'll need some money.
And how does she look out for you?
She will look for certain job postings, help me with connections, like give me life advice.
You still live with her?
No. Oh, I live at college.
Oh, okay. How will you ever become a man if you don't overcome the mindset and emotions of your mother?
That's a good question. I don't think I can.
So then you got to forgive her. You don't love her. You hate her. And that's why it's hard to forgive her, because you don't want to hurt her feelings. She may cry. She'll look out for you. But all that emotions are evil and they are wrong. And that is the nature of your mother. And you got to face her shaking in your boots so that you can forgive her. And when you forgive her, God will forgive you. If you don't do that, you will never become a man. It's not going to happen. You must be born again of the Father in order to become a man.
And I understand.
When you were growing up and you were asked your father to help you deal with your mother, did he help you deal with her?
No.
And why not?
Because he was a little timid.
Of your mother?
Yes.
And that's why you became like what you are, because everybody is afraid of her. Your father married his mother. He hates his mother. He is angry, resentful toward his mother. And he made the woman his God. His mother is his God. So all women... So he didn't know how to deal with your mother because he married his mother and he became the boy and she became the tyrant. You got to face your mother. You don't love your mother, but once you forgive her, mother, I am sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself recreate me in your image. And when you forgive her, God will forgive you, and he would take away your mother's mindset and all that emotional stuff. He would give you real love, and that's the love that you would love your mother and all people with. The love you feel now is hate. It's not love. All people call that feeling love, but it's really hate. That's why it's up and down. One moment you feel this way, another moment you feel that way. Real love never changes. The love that comes from God, there is no feeling in it at all. So it never changes.
Jesse, what did you say to forgive your mother?
That I was sorry for. I didn't realize that I resented her. And the feeling that I had, I thought it was love, but it was hate, and I'm sorry. Just what I just told you to say to your mother. Will you do that?
Hey, will I do that?
Will you go and forgive her?
I will forgive my mother.
If you do it, and if, let's say she get mad, or she blame your daddy, or she blame you, don't react to her. Let her say what she wants, and don't you react. You just, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And don't ask her for forgiveness. God will forgive you because you are admitting that you're wrong for being angry. Anyone that has anger has hatred, and you play God. And do the silent prayer. If you're serious about it, Mark, go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer and start doing that so God can bring you out of your imagination when and after, if you forgive your mother. But you got to forgive your mother.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Amazing call.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Put me back to listen to the show.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jeff? Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you.
Man, what do you think about...
Rick, let me ask you this before you ask your question. Let me ask.
Shoot. Go ahead.
You're a Christian, right?
Yes, I am.
And do you defend and do you defend your faith?
You know what? I defend my faith, but the meaning what people have
Wait a minute, hold on.
Okay.
Do you defend your faith?
Yes.
And how do you defend your faith?
When people have questions, I answer their questions. That's what that means. When people have questions about the faith, stand up for the faith, you know. Answer their questions, you know. Cause
how do you know that that's what questions. It means?
Well, if it's a scripture, I'm not sure what it means. I would tell them I don't know. I have to get back with you and research it. But if it's a plain out scripture, you know, like let's say, for example, thou shalt not steal. I said, that means don't steal from your neighbor.
But how do you know that that's what you said, defending your faith, mean? How do you know that that's what it means?
Well, I tell you what. That's when you get your concordances out and see what the word steal means.
You get what?
That's when I
steal. You get what out?
Get your Bible dictionaries and look up what steal means.
What?
But, I said, get your Bible dictionary, your concordances, and look up the word. Also,
defending your faith, what does it mean to defend your faith? You found that in a concordant Bible or something, you said?
No, when I read it, that's what I receive from it, Jesse.
And so, because of time, and then I'll let you get to your other statement.
Yeah,
what does it mean to defend your faith?
Just like when you have if somebody's, you at a restaurant, and I'm a non-believer, I don't know, but I want to know about the Lord, and I come to you and just ask some questions about the Lord, and then you'll answer any questions I have, give a reason for the faith, you know what I mean? Why you serve Christ, you know?
And how do you know that that's what it means?
For me, Jesse, I'm just gonna say, when I study that scripture and read it, that's what I believe what it means.
So you just come up with your own idea of what that means?
Yeah, not that I came up with my own idea.
Uh-huh.
But when you read the I wanna say that scripture is when it says give a reason for the faith. I wanna say that's in the Romans, I think. It's just when I read the chapter, that's what I get. It's like just give people hope for the faith.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that.
What I'm saying, Jesse?
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see what the answer is, though.
Well, I don't know what the answer is yet. That's what I'm asking.
I know. I'm talking what you're going to give it an answer Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be standing by for that there, Jesse.
Nice. Go ahead. You had another question.
Wow.
Well, you called
real quick,
in for something else.
Actually, believe it or not, I was going to address the biblical question too, because somebody just asked that question.
Okay.
And the question I was going to ask is, you know, we got a governor's race here in Virginia, man. We got Wilson Sears and Abigail Spanberger. And I went to early vote yesterday, and I voted for the whole Republican slab. And some Democrats was out there. They gave me a piece of paper. They told me, here's who you vote for. They had all the Democratic candidates, they had them all, you know, down who to vote for. So while I was voting, I didn't vote for them, Jesse. So while I went, I wrote down some issues that, that she stood for, that the Democratic candidate stood for. And you know, Jesse, they don't have a clue what that Democratic candidate stands for. You know what they told me?
What?
Go to our website.
Oh.
I mean, if you can't panic with it, if you pass some flyers out, you should know her vision. Am I right, Jesse?
At least have some idea for sure.
Yeah, they didn't know. I said,
Did you vote for a woman?
Well, yeah, Jesse, we ain't got no choice. We got two women running for governor. No man involved.
You voted for a woman?
Yes, I did. I voted for Wilson Sears, the Republican, the conservative candidate. Yes, all we got, Jesse.
And that's why you voted for her, because that's all you got?
Well, yeah.
Did you have to vote for her?
I didn't have to, but...
Why'd you do it? You voted for a woman.
Yeah, I wouldn't vote for...
You want a woman to lead you?
Well, no, I really don't, Jesse.
So why'd you vote for a woman then?
Because we ain't got no men running.
So you had no other choice but to vote.
I didn't have to vote, Jesse.
But why are you voting for a woman?
Well, we didn't have no men candidates, or if I didn't vote for the conservative one, the Democrat would get in, so...
What's the difference? You're still going to have a woman. You might well have a Democrat woman. It's the same thing.
No. Democrat women, I tell you, at least conservative women tend to be, you know, a little conservative and biblical, but however...
In what way? How are they conservative and biblical? Who you voted for? What's her name? Wilson Sears?
Wilson Sears. Yeah.
She's
a black lady.
You said she's conservative and biblical?
Yes.
What do you mean by biblical?
For example, hold on, Jesse. I can give you a couple of topics that interest me. And
what do you mean she's biblical?
Well, she supports biblical values. You see what I'm saying,
like
Jesse?
Like what?
Like she's against abortion. She's against using taxpayers' money to fund abortion. She's for IDs, you know, for when you go vote. She's for you have an ID when you vote.
Is she married?
She's for that. Yes.
Why would a married woman try to be in leadership if she's biblical? She knows that's not of God. Why would she do it?
Yes, sir. That's all we got running, brother.
if she's biblical, why would she run for a leadership role knowing that against God?
You know, that's you got a point there, Jeff.
No, there's
a
question.
I don't know.
Hold on, Rick. Hold on. Let me take a break. Treasure chest open on D-Line and stretch off on pure.net. Back in a moment.
Living at home with my mom and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life. And I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now. And everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Amazing. The Hank Report. Hank, the guy with the good hair, is coming up at the top of the hour. He's white. Do white people brush their hair or comb their hair or neither?
Sometimes they just wake up like this. Sometimes
like this.
They wake up beautiful.
Like this. You think you're white?
No, that's just
you
an expression.
Like this.
I know, but I'm trying to just say an expression that I know. That's what they say. Like, I woke up like this.
So I was wondering, because this morning I combed my hair and it looked just fine to me, but I've so been trained to brush it, my beard, my hair. So I'm like, I'm not going to brush my hair this morning. I'm just going to comb it. But I couldn't walk away from the brushing it. So I went back and brushed it. And then so I wondered, why people brush their hair or comb their hair? And I'm like, I'm going to ask Hank if he brushes or comb his hair.
I don't think you can tell. I don't think interracially people can't tell, maybe. Because I remember you asked me, how's my hair? Should I comb it? Should I cut it? And I'm looking at you. I'm like, it looks fine. It looks great. And then other black people in the office, you ask them, and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. You got to comb that. You got to move that.
You got to cut
I'm like,
it.
What are they
you
seeing?
Need a haircut. White people can't see. No, you can't even tell if we need a haircut or not. Eli, I don't know. It looks fine to me.
Like, sincerely.
But I can ask Derek or the other black guys that work here. They're like, yeah, you need a cut. Or no, you don't need one. Whatever, right? Hate said many comb it. Many white people comb their hair. He just uses fingers and water on his hair. What the? If I just use water on my hair be so dry and nappy. As a child, he combed his hair. He sometimes brushes it, but mostly comb it. That's a hake. What are you doing there? You brush yours or comb it? No, you got white hair, so what
no,
you doing?
No, I don't think, I don't really, well, today I didn't do anything. Can you tell?
See, yeah, I can't tell.
Oh, yeah? There you go, see?
I don't know what it's supposed to look
like. Between the races, we're blind.
Evidently.
And maybe that's okay.
As a kid, hate breast is.
Well,
sometimes you brush it, but mostly combed it as a kid.
Now that I got it long, actually, sometimes I got to get complicated with it. Not complicated, but like I have to like wash it, condition.
You wash it every day?
Not every day, but when I want it to look good. I feel like a girl.
You feel like a girl. So the Hank Report is coming up at 9 at the top of the hour. And then the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hank Report, the American Anchor Baby. And he's been on fire lately, really. I'm telling you, I'm not making it up. Check him out at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I got to do 2 more, 3 more hours, or 2 today of brand new episodes of The Father State after this show today. What the? I will go back to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia, and Rick talking about the he voted for a woman. Rick, you voted yes. for a Republican woman.
Yes.
And she, you said that you voted for her because of her biblical values, right?
Yeah, for the values that I support and the biblical. Like, for example,
and,
I can give you like
how is it biblical to, for a woman, married, for a woman, especially a married woman, to be in leadership role when it's not in her nature to lead? How would a can a biblical woman run for office if she's of God?
You know, Jesse, and you are correct.
No, that
you
was
are
a
correct.
Question.
And,
that was a question.
No, I'm answering. I said you are correct about that, but I tell you what.
No, there was a question
I
about asking you.
I know.
How can she run for office when God said women are
right.
not created to lead but to follow?
Agree. Well, it's like I you know what, Jeff? I just didn't want the Democratic candidate to get in because, like I said, we don't have no men running for governor here.
Well,
in
when
Virginia.
You voted for a woman, and, you voted for a Democrat.
Well, then that's what I can come say, Jesse. She fooled me, but that's what she didn't say. But I can give you an example real quick, Jesse. I will vote for Winston Sears before I vote for y'all Governor Gavin Newsom any day.
Why?
That man's evil to the core.
But same as the woman you voted for.
Well, you know, she did a good job as lieutenant governor.
No, she
so
didn't.
I don't know how she'd do it.
How did she do
how
a good job?
How you say that, Jesse?
What was a good job she did?
She upheld the conservative values, such as Jesse. She protected girls' sports, keeping men, keeping transgender, whatever you call them.
I bet you she won't support men's sport. She wouldn't mind girls playing with boys. Why does she mind boys playing with girls?
Well, at least she said she was for girls to play with girls and boys to play with boys.
Would she speak out against women being a part of men's sports?
I believe she would, Jesse.
Why
I believe
do you believe
she
that she's never done it? Why would you believe that?
Well, she's been against women. What's that? Transgender playing in women's sports and
why
women
against
playing
transgender
in
playing in men's sports.
So transgender playing in men's sports,
right?
Well, they're a man. They still, as far as I'm aware, they still a man. A transgender can compete with playing men's sports.
So
he's still a man.
A girl that thinks she's a man is a man?
Oh, no, no. I thought you were talking about transgender, man. I'm sorry,
I'm talking
Jesse.
About transgender.
No woman. At least that's what she said, Jesse. So far, she's been supporting that. So far.
Is government a man's job or a woman's job?
A man's job.
So why'd you vote for a woman then?
Well, Jesse had to vote for someone.
You didn't have to vote for anyone.
Now, I don't know, man. And you're right, I didn't have to vote.
So why
but
you
I won't be
to
that
vote
guy.
For, you might well vote for a Democrat if you're going to vote for a woman.
Jesse, this Democrat here, man, I can't vote for her. I think I'd rather roll the dice and take a chance with Winston.
What's the difference in the Republican woman and the Democratic woman running? What's the difference?
I'm just, so far, like I said before, Jesse, Winston Sears has been holding up conservative values.
How is she holding up conservative values when she's putting herself over men?
Well, I see what you're saying, Jesse.
No, I really do. There was a question. I know. How is she holding Christian values if she put herself over men?
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
no, there was a question.
I'm saying she shouldn't do that.
I'm asking you, how is she holding conservative Christian values if she's putting herself in a man's role?
I don't know, Jesse. I really don't.
So why
really
you say she holding up the? Why you say she holding up the Prince of Valiant then?
Well, she's supporting. Well, she's supporting biblical values for the most part.
How
like
is
I
she
said,
putting herself over a man? That's not God's order.
Yes. Yeah. Understand that. I understand that. So I got a question, Jesse. So. What would have been the solution to that then?
Not to vote at all. You got to vote for a woman. That's the same thing the Democrats are doing. The Republicans are doing exactly what the Democrats are doing. And the Republican vote men are doing a voted for them. And they say, well, I would never vote for a Democratic woman. I'd never vote for a woman. But they vote for a Republican woman. What's the difference?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know why come we ain't have no men running. See, Virginia.
That ain't the point. Because you vote for a woman to run. If you didn't vote for a woman to run, they'd stop running.
Yeah, that's true. I can't argue with you on that one, Jesse. I can't argue with. But let me ask you.
So go and take your vote back.
I can't do that, man. I already voted, Jesse. but let me ask you this question. Can I ask you this question, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
So you know Gavin Newsom is evil to the core. You know what this guy supports.
Right.
And if a female governor, even though she shouldn't be running in leadership position, you would vote for Gavin Newsom?
I wouldn't vote for Gavin or
vote
at all. Her.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't just vote at all.
Right.
So, like, if we get two female candidates, now I agree with you, Justin. What if you get two female candidates run for both of them run for president? You just wouldn't vote,
right?
That makes sense, though. Yeah, you're right. Now, what if, I guess if like so? So you say when it comes to women, they're gonna be both Democrats no matter what.
Republican women in office are no different than Democrat women in office.
Now, I can tell you, too, and I totally agree with you, Jeff.
Only thing different, the Republican women quote the Bible, but their hearts are the same as the Democratic woman.
Yeah.
And then they have you say, she's biblical, and you go vote for her. Satan quote the Bible. Would you vote for Satan? He quote the Bible all the time.
No, I wouldn't. And I see your point, Jesse. I see your point. Women should be in leadership, period.
No, they shouldn't. Look at the world going to hell because women are taking over. Families fall apart because women take over. Nothing that women touch in leadership role works. It's not in their nature.
Well, you know, Margaret Thatcher did a good job when she was president.
Where's Margaret Thatcher's now?
She did.
I rest my case.
No, I'm saying that
did a good job? How do you know that?
From her approval ratings, she had pretty high ratings.
Look at the women in America have high ratings, too, because other women and weak men rate them high, not because they did a good job.
Yeah, that could be the case, too. But you know, yeah, I see what you're saying. You shouldn't, even they are conservative or shouldn't vote for them at all. But this Democratic.
Do you think God would vote for a woman to lead a man, put her in a leadership role like that?
No.
So why would you do it then?
I don't know. I need to repent that, Jesse. I need to repent because that's just like I won't even become a member of a church if there's a female pastor.
But yeah, you're both wrong.
Yeah, but I guess what was concerning me, Jesse, why I voted, I just don't want the Democrat to get in there.
When you voted for the woman, you voted for the Democrat.
Yeah, but at least she has shown some conservative value. That's why I voted for her, Jesse.
What conservative value has she shown?
I tell you what now. Like for example, she believes in guns. The
she believes
Democratic
in guns.
Yeah, she wants you to have guns.
How is that a conservative value?
Guns, there's nothing wrong with having guns. The other kind wants to ban guns.
But there are women Democrats who love guns.
Well, not this one. Not this one, Jeffrey.
But that's not a reason to vote for a woman, man.
No. Well, that's just one of my reasons.
Rick.
I like school. Yes.
What are you about Jeffrey, to say?
I said I like school choice. The Republican candidate is for school choice, and the Democrats don't want to give you school choice.
Okay.
I'm against late-term abortion. I'm against, I'm for photo ID.
Right. Let me ask you this and give me a quick answer. What's wrong with women aborting their children, the man's children, if they want to? What's wrong with that? What does that have to do with you?
Well, I just truly believe if a woman's pregnant, she should at least let the husband know.
But
or the boyfriend.
But that's not having anything to do with you, that's between that woman and her husband.
Or the boyfriend. I mean, you shouldn't have kids.
Why would you vote for a woman not to kill the man's children when the woman and the man want that?
You know what? You remember I said before, Jesse, I'm not against abortion. I'm against taxpayers paying for it. If you want an abortion, you go work overtime and get your own money and pay for it.
And you're right. Taxpayers should not pay for it.
Taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for it, though.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with abortion.
I can't play no more.
Man, you were playing with me, Jesse, man. I love you, brother, man. Good question. Good challenge, my man.
You voted for a woman. What the?
Yeah, I voted for a man because he was either.
No, you voted for a woman. You didn't vote for a man. You voted for a woman.
I know, I did.
Oh,
but my governor Youngkin, Virginia governor only can run. They can run only one term. I don't know if I can do all that work just for one term.
You voted for a woman.
I know I did, Jesse. I know, but it was like either
No, that's not an excuse. You didn't have to vote.
I didn't have to vote. I know that.
All right.
I know I ain't have to vote, but. Oh, okay. Forgive me, Jesse.
All right.
Forgive me, brother.
All right.
I love you, man. Be good.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chats.
Jesus, thanks as always over on Cash App.
Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd here again. Jesse, have you heard of a philosopher before? Such and such philosopher. He talks about anger, letting it go. It's not you. No one can make you angry because the anger is already inside you, he says.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
He did. Says King Alpha Nerd.
Thank you.
Rebirth. Rebirth of the prophetic autistic chosen vessel. What's up, JLP? America first.
Amazing.
Thank you. Free America from Israel. Been a fan for a while. Says he.
Nice. Thank you. Appreciate the support.
The Thought Watcher says, I am the Thought Watcher.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
To the moon. Congrats, man. You couldn't have gotten better coverage of your viral video yesterday than by that panel. The View, the ladies on The View, laughing faces with two praying hands sets, pairs.
Y'all need to check that out. They had me on The View, Lord Hammer. It was a mess.
David says, do you believe Jews can be saved without Christ?
I have no idea. I know that they have to believe what the Father said in order to get back to the... You have to believe what the Son said in order to get back to the Father, that's for sure. What the... Amazing. Thank you.
Kenny Wayne, in answer to the biblical question, to defend the faith...
There are Jews for Jesus. Not all Jews don't believe Jesus was the Son. There are Jews for Jesus. Amazing. So what now?
To defend the faith, says Kenny Wayne, is the ego's impulse to argue and wage war. The Spirit's work is to embody the faith as a state of unshakable peace, the only defense it needs.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
That was an answer on X. Flying Fruit.
To the biblical question, what does it mean to defend the faith?
Flying Fruit, talking about lustful actions. Is that a sin?
What?
Lustful acts.
What?
Lustful actions.
No, the sin is the heart. When you're judging, playing God, That is the sin. The other things are just vices. Amazing, the devil's nature. Amazing. Thank you.
Chedaba Barakafi. What a song. What a song. Thank you, Pete from Alaska.
It's an amazing song.
Three.
All my life I've been. Nick, one little sound from it. From a peace song from Alaska.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head.
Amazing. That's so deep. Pete, you outdone yourself, buddy.
Thank you, Cheddar Bob. Bert, three coffees.
Thank you.
BQ, defending the faith means defending the false identity people got from the faith.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Three from Sion. Happy country and western, Jesse. I'm recovering from the physical pain. I wanted to tell you I faced my fear and it's going well. Nice to see Sandman, guilty looking face. Aw. I'm a cat person, but he's so cute. I hope he's okay. And his dad, Hassan, love you, Jesse.
Amazing. Yeah, Hassan was at fellowship on Sunday and I talked to him about getting this thing finished.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Sion, I was thinking of you, wondering how you had your surgery and how's that going? So she said she had the surgery?
Well, she said she's recovering from the physical pain, so I suppose, perhaps? Not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I was wondering, Sion, I hope you're well, and I hope the surgery went well. I can't tell from this if you had the surgery or not, or you're just facing the pain of the back or something. Was it back?
Neck or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Joan Chesimard dies at the age of 78. Joanne Chesimard, according to him. In Cuba, the former radical Black Panther member who killed a state trooper. Yeah, she dead.
May her soul rest in peace. That's amazing.
I thought that her name was something else.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Anyway, Joanne Deborah Byron. Maybe she became Chesimard, better known as Asata Shakur. Thank you, Mike Young.
Better known as what?
Asata Shakur. Tupac's godmother.
Radical, his mama?
Radical cop killer. No, godmother, not actual mother.
Oh, that was Tupac's godmother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? What the?
She was close friends with Tupac's crack fiend Black Queen mama.
Uh-oh. She was a Black Queen? Black Queen?
According to Tupac's rap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to him. I okay. disclaim.
Where's Tupac now?
In heaven.
I rest my case.
With Charlie Kirk.
I rest my case again.
Someone bought five coffees.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike Young.
Mike.
Yeah, all the blacks are celebrating her like she's a hero. Heroine, I mean. Someone bought five coffees. Jesse, I said to my mind, I don't care when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely, quote unquote. Do you remember that song, Jesse? I don't care when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely.
I almost remember a song about loneliness, but I can't remember right now.
I have
Thank
to
you.
Look it up later.
Yeah.
Chill and Lean, answer to the BQ, to defend one's faith, to defend something suggests what is being defended is weak or fragile. So they're
Amazing.
Essentially defending another fake identity, he says.
Amazing. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to stop their hate.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank
y'all.
Amazing. I appreciate it. Let me go to Bill out of Mississippi. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jesse.
Hey, Bill.
You know, the one thing that I keep hearing, and the key word is I. Rick, never stop saying I. He never gave you a chance to express your opinion. And that's the way it is for most people, and that's the truth. Look, I'm 52 years old, and then I lost my wife, and there he works.
You lost your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
I pretty much did.
Oh, you mean she expired, or she divorced you?
No, well, there's no expiration, at least I don't think so.
Oh, and I'm saying, divorced. Which one you said? She divorced you or she expired?
Neither one. She don't want to be with me. And there's a reason why, and I know that.
And why does she want to be with you?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it on air.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
And another word, keyword, I. Why do we keep talking about ourselves and not caring about other people?
Well, because you love the foster. Because when you're talking about yourself, you're not even talking about yourself. You're talking about an illusion of self. You're not even talking about your real self.
Man, I want to be like you.
Well, then drop your anger.
Help me do that.
So
just say a prayer. You don't know me, but just say a prayer for Billy J. White.
Okay. Bill, if you can call me back tomorrow, I have a little bit more time, but I'm out of time right now. If not tomorrow, call me when you can, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Bill. I got to go, I'm so out of time. Super Chat. Can we squeeze him in?
Super Chats.
Over on Rumble, Nick LaBoy, the way I see it, it's not about hating the Jews, but calling out their propaganda and manipulation by paying off influencers and through AIPAC or IPAC with politicians on both sides, says Nick.
I mean, how do you know that's happening?
Biblical question from Jim in Alaska.
Thank you, Nick, but let me know how you know for sure that's happening.
I don't believe faith, quote-unquote, is real, says Jim on Punchy.tv, and it's just the ego-emotional state. So I would have to say it means just defending your own ego, because we're supposed to lay down our weapons and armor and defend nothing.
You referring to the Bible?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Jim in Alaska.
Thank you, Jim. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's interesting.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Biblical question.
What does it mean to defend your faith?
Biba Thumpas defending their ego and call it faith. Similar answer. Interesting.
So I like Jim. What the? Thank you.
Eric,
somebody getting close to this.
Eric on Buy Me a Coffee with a quote. There is no thinking in the truth. There's only seeing the truth. JLP.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Charlesse, hey, Jesse, we all know that man suffers when he listens to the woman, but do women suffer when they listen to each other?
Oh, yeah. Mightily. In a great way. What the? I mean, thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Bobby, five coffees enters the BQ. Word of God is like a lion. You don't have to defend a lion. All you have to do is let the lion loose, and the lion will defend itself. Chuck Spurgeon.
Deep. What does it mean to defend the faith? Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I have to stop there. I'm way over time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
We'll read the rest later.
Yeah, we will. Thank you for everything, all right? Your support, your super chats and everything. Slim out of Maryland. Ross, you gotta go to Ross out of New Jersey. And somebody just dropping somebody. I'm out of time. Hate coming up now. Then the anchor, baby. And bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free. just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.